flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of good songs have been said today, obviously.
This is awesome with the idea of the bell, the Liberty Bell being rung.
What Hall of Fame closer came out to this?
Trevor Hoffman.
There you go.
Come on.
Oh, you man. Know that the Raiders
hey, just making
come
sure,
out
making sure
too.
You're ready for tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm always
making
the Raiders,
sure
as the team is running out before a game. This is what's playing. Hell's bells.
All right. So the reason I don't like this as an answer is because of what both of you said. There's a San Diego Padres thing. There's an Oakland Raiders thing.
Yeah, I think of Trevor Hoffman when I think of this.
It's been commandeered by others.
But if the actual Liberty Bell, like the actual Liberty
I
Bell,
do, it's like taking it back,
is brought out there, then.
It
you know,
gives it
I might
a whole
go there.
Different aspect that would
so we
be
got the
really
Liberty
cool.
Bell, we got briefcases. What else can we add
the briefcases
to these?
was good. That was a good one right there.
Hell's Liberty Bells.
I like that a lot.
It's
all
really
right.
Cool.
Good morning to you. So a couple things going on here. Obviously, gearing up for the Super Bowl. That's the main thing. Also, we're giving away a really set of cool prizes this week on our show. So three different smaller prizes you can win today, including a $50 Visa gift card. But the five winners we have from the daily, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week, will all be eligible to win the grand prize drawing we're having on our program Friday, which is for either a signed Jalen Hurts jersey or a signed Brandon Graham jersey, and we're very happy to give them away.
And, of course, courtesy of our great partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Yeah, pretty damn cool to have those jerseys. We really appreciate NovaCare and all they do for our program. Obviously, year to year, it's really great stuff. All right, time's yours in about 10 minutes. I want to get to the thing that was said by the referee yesterday. We'll get to that shortly. The referee, like, I don't know. Committee person.
Oh, he was not happy with everyone else.
That guy
ridiculous.
I'll have something to say to that guy in a moment. Let's get to Derek. He's calling from Paoli. What's happening, Derek?
What's up? Can you hear me clear?
You sound good, Derek.
Loud and clear, Derek.
Yo, Joe, you know St. Joe's Prep undefeated in the Catholic League this year. Basketball.
Words. What else is new?
Yeah, Aaron McKee got three kids on the team.
I'm playing around. No, it's pretty cool, man. Obviously, as a Prep alum, I'm very, very proud. I know.
Yeah, they turned it into a Prep. Listen, I call them talk about
they're like the hammer. Derek, they're the machine like the hammer.
They're not.
Here's the pecking order for machine. The hammer, the Prep, the Eagles.
Oh, really yeah.
Nah. But the Catholic League ain't nothing like some of the callers that call here and don't even know what they're calling for.
All right.
You and beat the hammer.
All right.
Listen, this is what I call for Embiid, right?
What?
As a Sixers fan, I can see us being frustrated with the process and all that. But I just feel like when people, like what Rhea was saying, like a pity party, like you really think his goal is to get pity? Like I think Joel Embiid, like, loves playing basketball. If you watch him play basketball, like he literally, like he has fun out there. You can see the passion in him. Like he's played hurt a lot. And to say that somebody's, like, keeps, like, tearing their knee up, because they're not in shape, like Grant Hill.
Yeah, I don't make that connection.
Like
I think he's partially responsible. No, Derek, I do. Here's the deal. I think he's partially responsible for some of what has occurred, obviously. But
like
I also think there's been a lot of bad luck. Like, he has landed on that knee in some awkward ways with dunks, probably you know, 4 to 5 times that have been pretty serious that I think
But do you think that's intentional, though?
No, I don't.
But listen, like, Rhea, when you say, like, he doesn't rehab properly.
He doesn't.
Like,
Tell me when I've ever been wrong on that.
Okay, but how do you know that?
I know it. I know it. I see it.
The Sixers are paying this guy $200 million, and they're not going to give him the proper care.
That's not what you're missing. I'm saying, Derek.
Yeah.
Derek, we start out his first year. He doesn't rehab properly.
He
has to miss the whole second year. I'm not going after the medical doctors at all.
Yeah, they have all the equipment they need.
I think he loves, like, last night watching him play. I was happy to see him play. Like, me personally, I would have traded him a while ago because I just thought the process was a failure. But I do think, like, he really enjoys love.
Well, I agree with that.
His body's just broke down.
All right, Derek. I think when it's easy and when the going's good, the going's really, really good with Joel. And then, man, sometimes it's the opposite side of that coin.
Clearly. All right, Derek, give me an answer. What song should they come out to?
When I was a young boy in high school, we came out to Welcome to the Terror Dome, but that might be out of y'all's league, though.
All right, Derek, you got it, man. Let's talk to Tim in South Philly. What's going on, Tim? Tiny Tim.
I'm here. Hey, what's up, guys?
Tim, how are you, buddy?
Did respond after you said Tiny Tim. Wait, I just got to, for the record,
Tiny Tim. He's not Tiny Tim.
He's Tiny Tim, I can tell. And I'm not talking about his height.
Sunday's not only Tucker's birthday, it's also Mr. Invincible himself, Vince Vitale.
Oh, that's awesome.
What a birthday day this is. It's unbelievable. Every Eagle born on February 9th?
I wish I were born on February 9th now.
It's looking green. But honestly, like, I called in the beginning of the year. I said it from the beginning. Like, we were downplaying the impact Saquon was going to have on this team. Everybody's saying that Saquon's not going to be able to run on KC.
Who's saying that?
I've heard callers say that, you know, or sports guys saying that.
Man, so I think they're misguided.
I have not heard that. Locally, I certainly haven't, and I don't think I've heard it
now. I think it's that people keep saying that they haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher. Maybe some people getting people to correlate that he won't get over 100.
But, I mean, Tim, look, first off, 100 would be great, and he probably will. But just to be clear, like, if he gets 85 yards, that's not entirely stopping a guy, although that would hurt the Eagles. I mean, I want to be clear. Like, but, stopping a guy is when the Eagles faced Barry Sanders in 95. I think he had, 15 yards.
Also, last year, Christian McCaffrey had 160 total yards. He had 80 yards receiving, 80 yards rushing.
I'm saying
they've given up production to the running back, if not a 100-yard rusher.
But he was much more than on the ground, though. Like, he's better at it than the Eagles are with Saquon passing the ball.
I understand that. I'm just saying last year, we lost to this team by 3 points.
Yeah.
Without somebody like this in our backfield.
Yeah,
like,
Miles Sanders had 16 yards.
Was that what it was? 16?
Remember, he barely touched the ball after the first play. Yeah.
16.
And Jalen Hurts had 70 on the ground. So, I mean, you put Saquon and Jalen together, I think it's good.
Yeah, no, listen, Tim, it's a big difference.
It's so much different.
Yeah.
Miles Sanders can't hold a candle to Saquon Barkley.
I agree.
You go back to college, he was his backup.
That's right. That's
for
right.
a reason.
All right, Tim, give me a song. What song should they come out to?
Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle.
You got it, my man.
That's
a hockey game.
Yeah, it's a hockey game. Doesn't work for me. It's too old. I don't think it works for these guys. These guys were 20 years before they were in the womb when that thing was going. It's too long.
It'll get you fired up.
Yeah, but it gets you fired up. I don't know that it gets... You know,
CJ,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Let's get to this thing about the refs. You know, every day it's like there's something new. So, some guy named Scott Green, he is the NFL Referees Association executive director. Big job. Guy probably makes a couple hundred grand doing ref stuff. All right.
Overpaid.
Here's what he says yesterday about all the talk about the Chiefs and the refs and the blah, blah, blah. He says it is insulting and preposterous to hear conspiracy theories that somehow 17 officiating crews consisting of 138 officials are colluding to assist one team. End of quote. Now, let me say this. I think there's a couple different things going on here. There are people around the nation that that have the wrong point of emphasis, John, when they complain. There are fans locally, there are fans nationally that say it's rigged. The NFL is trying to hand it to the Chiefs. I don't believe that at all. And I think the people that say that, I think it's ridiculous. And I think what this guy is alluding to is the ridiculousness of stuff like that. But here's what this guy's obscuring. Great players in the moment in sports history often get more calls than lesser players.
Mm-hmm.
And what most of us in America are saying is not that Roger Goodell calls the Referee Association and say, make sure you help Mahomes coming up on Sunday.
Exactly.
What most people are saying is in the moment, the referee is more inclined to make a call that benefits Mahomes than not, even if it's not the intent entering the game. It happens in the moment. And that's, John, when I see a guy like this Referee Association executive director guy, I get frustrated with him and his comment here because, to me, he's not speaking to that. And that's, John, what most of us are saying.
There is influence that Patrick Mahomes can sway an official. There's influence that Andy Reid talking to an official on the sideline has some pull. You know, if he's asking for a call to be explained or, you know, like reconsidered, he has spoken with these officials time and time again and treated them with incredible respect.
Can I give you an example?
Let me give an example. Respect Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, and that works both ways. That's a two-way street.
Well, it is.
We need to build up cachet as well. Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, that's something that it's an ongoing process.
Yeah,
work in progress.
Let me remind people of something.
They're ahead of us on that.
Well,
on that
for sure.
Path.
They're more accomplished and they have longer relationships. Here is something I would guess most people listening don't remember. 2 years ago, we all remember the Bradbury flag. It was very like, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. People were torn, but it frustrated
picayune.
All of us.
I think that's what most of us.
It was also late. It was a late flag. That was another part of it. But here's something most people listening right now probably forget. Earlier in the game, I don't remember if it was the first or second quarter. It was in the first half. The Eagles got off the field on a third down, in which Bradbury was very handsy. And I remember thinking at the time, oh, man, they could have thrown a flag there, and they didn't.
And they might.
And to your point,
that.
John, about Andy Reid, he's probably working the refs, sure that next
I've
time.
I've watched it firsthand.
Well, so
that is an ongoing
like
conversation
yes.
on the sideline with every official within earshot, and then some. He's going to keep that conversation alive as they go into halftime, as they come back out. It is an ongoing process that he's working at.
I think the fact, though, that this conversation is being had will help the Eagles.
I agree.
Like, the fact that this is a national story heading in, the head of refs has to respond to it. The Roger Goodell has to respond to it.
I agree.
Like, I do actually think they will say, all right, make freaking sure it's a penalty before you throw a flag.
I think that helps.
They backed themselves into a corner with this one because the fact that they've now come out with a statement and all this stuff, it's like, you better not make that call at the end of the game where two defensive players collide on top of Mahomes and you call a 15-yard flag on them.
I think in this instance, it helps the Eagles.
Yeah. It'll be the biggest story of the game if it happens. Yeah. Like something like that. Like a penalty changes the game. It will be what people talk about.
All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
As of right now, Brady, Belichick, and Gronk are better than Mahomes, Reed, and Kelce. We took down that dynasty, and we'll take this dynasty down, too. Eagles will win 34-23. Taking down another dynasty, 2 in 7 years. Go Bears!
Well,
I like the sound of that score, 34-23. That sounds like it's workable.
You do get funky scores now with all the two-point conversions.
And it's wild. We never got these when we were growing up.
Extra missed field goals or extra points because they're 37 yards or whatever the heck they are.
Bad dad joke of the day, Eagles edition. So, if Jalen Hurts gets to the Super Bowl and he says, oh no, I forgot my key, how's he going to unlock the gate? I guess we'll have to pick it.
Good boy, Bird. Oh boy. Dude, if you got kids, don't pull that one out to dinner table. That's pretty bad.
Chiefs. So sick of hearing about the Chiefs. All week about the Chiefs. It's freaking Wednesday. Chiefs. Forget the Chiefs. They're going to win the game.
You know, what's notable, talking to Ross earlier, who's been at the Super Bowl for a couple days, he said a lot of people down there are picking KC.
I think Ross has been influenced by the people down there around him.
Yeah, we got to mock Ross mercilessly when the Eagles win.
No, I don't agree with that.
James, I'm with you.
Come on. Jeez.
I think the Eagles should come out to a Taylor Swift song. Of course, I'm a 63-year-old man and not an 11-year-old girl, so I don't know any Taylor Swift songs.
That's actually pretty funny.
All right, and with that, we got one more?
You see Dallas Goedert trying to show his Taylor Swift knowledge?
He was joking. I think.
I hope.
Look, a lot of people don't know names of songs, but I'm sure he's more familiar with her than he was Lenny. I think he was joking.
Oh, when the birds go flying in. Oh, when the birds go flying in. They want to race at Lombardi. Oh, when the birds go flying in.
Yeah, the only problem with that is the Saints have kind of always annoyed me because that owner used to do whatever he used to do.
Obviously, New Orleans is the point.
No, I know. But I think of that. Like, that guy used to go around. It's kind of like a Mummers thing. It's they're kind of kindred spirits with the Mummers, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's the same kind of outfits.
Yeah, Mardi Gras.
Sure. It seems like. Yeah, why is it? It's the same.
It is kind of the same.
Mummer and Mardi Gras, what's the connection? There's got to be some.
It's like the same thing.
It is. And why is it we're just now realizing this?
That's weird. I don't know. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line.
I don't know.
Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments,
or did it go there from here?
Call 215-233-4500.
It looks the same. It's the same stuff.
Well, okay, so they were French, right? Because, you know,
it's not exactly the same. It's just, it's similar-ish,
I would
say.
Very similar. It's extremely, what do you mean you're looking at it? I've seen it with my own eyes for years. It's very similar.
It's similar. It's similar, but it's not the same.
Well, anyway. All right, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more. In a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer starting at only $23,995, together let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Let's all go on the record on this one. Is Mahomes the best football player ever? We distinguish between accomplishments and actual best football player. I remember when Jordan won his third ring. I remember reading Sports Illustrated in 93, and they said he's the best player ever. And at that point, he couldn't have 11 rings like Bill Russell because he hadn't played 11 years yet. Rhea, is Patrick Mahomes the best football player ever?
No.
Why?
Because I hate him right now.
Who is? I know.
I'm not going to get into praise.
I know you're joking around.
So it took me a long time to go from, Montana?
Yeah, to Brady.
Was not as good because I truly believe there was a lot of cheating going on early that helped him. And I'll never not believe that. So I'm not ready to go there yet.
You're still at Brady or Montana?
Yeah, I mean, I had to go to Brady.
You don't want to say Brady on the air, but
I hate it. But, Montana to me was the greatest I had ever seen.
He was amazing. Yeah. And look, if the rules are different, maybe Montana plays an extra 10 years and then maybe he's got more rings. Yeah. Anyway, Seltzer, is Mahomes the best football player?
So apparently Mardi Gras and Mummers Parade come from the same branch of history. They're not exactly the same, but they're intertwined.
Holy cow.
Makes sense.
No, I still say Tom Brady. I get it that like right now he's playing as good or whatever, but I mean, I think we forget just how great Brady was and for how long.
I don't forget.
Like length matters. Like stay as great as he was, as long as he was, like I'm not going to put Mahomes over him yet. I'm just not.
John, is Mahomes the best football player ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he plays at a level higher than anyone I've ever seen.
Yeah, he is more talented. His arm, his body gives him more capabilities.
I do want to say this.
Significantly more capability than Tom Brady.
I'm going to say yes from those that I've seen. If the rules were different and if things were still geared to running the ball a lot, maybe it's still Jim Brown. It's a different style, but, you know, I just...
He makes more highlight-worthy plays. I will say that.
Well, there's
he
no
makes
question.
Circus plays
there's
that
no, there's
are
no doubt.
Just unfair to the defense.
John, how do you think people voted, is Mahomes the best player ever?
I think everyone's going to save that vote for next week if they're going to say yes. So I'm going to say 12% say
wow.
Yes.
Exactly correct.
What a stud.
Wow.
That was amazing.
I'm shocked by your
ability
there.
That was a phenomenal job by you. Really good.
I'm really amazed by that. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer here. For what song should the Eagles come out of the tunnel to? I mean, we had a ton. You got Hell's Bells. You got Welcome to the Jungle. You got Gin and Juice, which I don't think is the right vibe for a football game. Maybe
no. Awesome. No. Strolling out with some drinks.
Maybe for Friday night.
A little too casual.
But not for Sunday to play yeah. the game. Crazy Town. We got Notorious. We got Who Let the Dogs Out. We got Lose Yourself from Eminem. We got
That's so good.
We got Rough Riders.
Lose Yourself?
Yeah, DMX, Biggie, Lose Yourself.
The big Payback, Blow the Whistle. What are we doing here?
Blow the Whistle is the song most likely for them to come out with, I would say.
You guys tell me?
I like Lose Yourself.
I don't because Eagles lost to the Chiefs 2 years ago, so it's not one chance to beat the Chiefs. I have to nix it for that reason. I mean, it's just
on
not.
Technicality, I gotta agree with
like,
you.
Like, if I'm the Nation, I laugh at the Eagles if they come out to, I got one shot. No, you have two shots. I mean, I'd laugh right out of the
and
gate.
And the Lions thing, like, it does play in.
Seltzer, you pick it. Which song? Pick the
you're
song.
You're the music guy.
Come on.
Notorious.
There it is. Congratulations to Lou. Lou, you've got a shot to win either the Jalen jersey or the Brandon Graham jersey brought to us by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. We appreciate them giving us those jerseys to give away to
yes,
you.
Yes, we're only borrowing them for the Super Bowl. You've got to give them back.
Exactly.